You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
I welcome you today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together go through the Word of Almighty God. Here in this country, I've seen some news here lately that's been very troublesome to me, and I wanted to make a statement on it, and I want to talk about it. First, let me read to you out of the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 7, where the Apostle Paul, under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says this. He says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he who sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." Now, I don't know where to start today. I've read this past week about Planned Parenthood. Now, for those of you outside of the United States, you have to understand who this group is. It's a group that says on the outside that they are concerned about women's health. Got cancer screening, pap smears, and overall women's health. But when you peel back the layers and look behind the mask, this is a horrendous group that's slaughtering infants. Most of their work is abortion. We have found out recently here that it's like right out of a horror movie. This group is being... they're very carefully extracting babies from women and then cutting up their body parts and selling them. Now, babies mutilated? Unbelievable pain and suffering? The White House this week says not to fear. The videos are all fake, and there's nothing to see here. That Planned Parenthood is a beloved organization. Now, the words of our Lord and Savior ring out loud and clear as the day draws near toward His return. Take heed. Be on your guard. Have your radar up. See that no man deceives you. This was His number one warning to His return. How will we know when you're coming back? He says, take heed that no one deceives you. Friends, here in this country, Satan is destroying this country. I personally don't see how to advise you, because there's no stopping this train as I see it. The people in my church come to me Sunday morning with all the news every week, and they sit quietly and they wait for me to help to explain things and to comfort them with what they see. And I don't know what to tell you sometimes with these things that I see. I personally don't see there's no stopping this train. I've read before of a Baptist pastor who took matters into his own hands, and he shot dead an abortion doctor. Now, I think that that was a mistake. You know what? That was a mistake for him to do that, to take the law into his own hands. That's not what you're called to do. Listen also to the Word of God. Let every person submit to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except by God, and the authorities that exist are established by God. That's Romans chapter 13, verse 1. I think the president of this country would be proud to hear me say that I believe that he's God's man of the hour. The authorities that exist are established by God. Now remember, Nebuchadnezzar was the man of the hour as well, and so was Saul. The authorities that exist are established by God. However, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. These people, Planned Parenthood, are despicably wicked and evil. I still have the right to say this on the radio. I can. There's a First Amendment right. I can say what I want in this country, and I'm telling you the truth here. This group is despicably wicked and evil. These are people whose consciences that have been seared with a hot iron. You sit around and you drink wine and eat salad and laugh over the dissection of babies, and you think that that's funny, and you don't think there's anything wrong with that? Your conscience has been seared with a hot iron, and hell awaits you for what you do. I'm going to speak up about this. Church, there's a spiritual battle that's going on all around us. I ask you the question, whose side are you on? When Moses came down from the mountain with the Ten Commandments and saw the people of Israel falling into sexual sin, he said this. You can read about it in the Exodus. He says, now when Moses saw the people were unrestrained, for Aaron had not restrained them to their shame among their enemies, then Moses stood in the entrance of the camp and said, whoever is on the Lord's side, come to me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together to him. Also, Moses' successor, Joshua, likewise says this, Joshua 24:14, now therefore fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and Egypt. Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land that you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So I ask the question, how about you? Whose side are you on? You're not to shoot the leader. You are required to look behind the mask and see who your real enemy is here in the world. See that no man deceives you. Abortion is an atrocious crime. It is a horrible, horrific murder of human life. Planned Parenthood is just like Josef Mengele, the horrific Nazi who butchered the Jews during World War II. We've got the same thing going on in this country right here. Friend, stand up and be counted. Whose side are you on? Romans chapter 1, verse 20 says this. It says, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because, although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image, made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their heart, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who was blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. For even their women exchanged the natural use for that which is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another. Men with men committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them up, or actually God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, they not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Now that's Romans chapter 1, verses 20 through 32. Notice the condemnation at the end of that, friend. And that is those that approve of this kind of deviancy, those that are approve of it are just as guilty as those that are practicing it. But those that are practicing it, we see that God's given them up. When people sit around and sip wine and munch salad and laughingly talk about mutilating an infant, you see, that's a perfect example of this verse in practice. This is someone who's God's given up. There's no repentance because there's no conviction, because their consciences have been seared with a hot iron. Now, what the Bible says, it warns you not to approve of this kind of thing. You don't say to this, well, to each his own. You don't say, well, this is the woman's rights. Abortion is a horrendous evil. And those that are involved in this practice of butchering children are going to pay for their sin. Be not deceived, the Bible says. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he who sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. What's my advice? Encouragement? My encouragement? I don't have any encouragement for you today. I can't encourage you. All I can say is don't approve of this kind of thing. Stand up. There's a time, just like it says in Ecclesiastes, there's a time to keep quiet and there's a time to speak. There's a time to love and a time to hate. There's a time to be quiet and there's a time to get up and make a difference and do something about it. What can you do about it? You cannot approve. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Don't call what's evil good. Don't just do it to get along with people. Make your voice heard. Stand on the Lord's side. Moses said, all those that are on the Lord's side, come over here with me. And elect godly people. Find out what people believe. Find out where they stand on these things. Are you for abortion? Or do you stand up for and call it women's rights? The atrocious murder that's going on of infants, just like Nazi Germany? Because those that are approve of that, the Bible says, are just as guilty as those that are doing it. So I encourage you today, stand up for righteousness. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.